front of this right before Mashiach. But he has to make sure that the guy should leave his house with the schayre he acquired when it's still there. We had in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkotn test two reasons why this halacha is so. The reason number one, because if you will leave after the shtiyah, so people might say that the yeast told him to take it out of his house after Shabbos. So there's a magis ayin that the yeast told him to carry out something from his house in Shabbos. That's one reason. And according to this reason, if the city has an Erev around it, there's no Isser of Stiltul, so then it would be permissible that he could leave after the Shkia. And then there's another reason that they might be choshet him that if he leaves after Shabbos, they'll be choshet the yid that he sold it to him in Shabbos. And the mail, according to this Elohim, according to this reason, afilu, there's an Erev around the city, it will still be also. This is the halacha we had learned yesterday. Now the Gemara says, V'yesh matirin sheyoyti ha'ini Yehudi b'Shabbos, im yichad loy ha'ini Yehudi mokim l'ba'oid yoyim b'beis Yisrael. But if when he sold it to him, he was miyachid a mokim to the goy that he can keep his schayra there. That means let us be megashim the inyan. He sold the goy 10 sacks of potatoes. And it's late already. They'll start taking out the 10 sacks of potatoes. Will be Shabbos already. He'll be taking out the 10 sacks of potatoes and Shabbos. So he told the guy, he gave the room, you know, you can keep your 10 sacks of potatoes in this room. I'm letting you hold your potatoes in this room. So he gave him a right to hold the potatoes in the room. That's called Yichad Loi Mokim Mibayim Bebeis Yisrael. We will see later what the reason for the answer is. But if he did this, so others are matter. So then, in Shabbos, he goes out, he takes out the 10 sacks of potatoes in Shabbos in the smutah. Why? Because he had given him a place where to hold the potatoes before Shabbos. V'yesh lahachna. But then he says, one should be machmer. So now let us see the Mishnah Berurah and try to understand this halacha. Svarim yichad tifkotn yud, svarosom, dahave ki'ilu kvar munach bebeisoi shel eina yehudi. It is equivalent that he's not taking it out from the yid house, he's taking it out from the goy's house, because he had given him a room to hold his 10 sacks of potatoes. We'll come back to this to try to explain a little better. V'yesh lahachmir. But it would be preferable not to rely on this heter. Today, shaloi lahagil ha'eni Yehudi b'kach. It would seem this alone is a reason. This shouldn't be a weekly experience. Every Erev Shabbos, the guy is going to come late and he's going to sell things and he'll have a heter of Yichad Loi Mokim. Perhaps we will not be able to juggle the clock all the time that everything should come out before the shtiyah, So, Mamela, so it's preferable to avoid such a scenario. And if the guy is going to come to buy things, he should come an hour before the shkia and will take out his potatoes, nuggets, and drugs. But that's v'yesh l'achma. V'yesh l'achma means me'ikar adin is permissible, but it's preferable to be machma. Va'ayin v'achroinim she'iskimu, they disagree with this day and the Ramah. B'midino ein l'hakul b'zeh. Not a humre. One cannot rely on this heter. Why? Why can't you rely on this heter? The Gaimalon b'simin tov men, gabi homis, loy mahane b'yichud loy moke. The halacha is that if I have chometz of a goy, and I was mekabel achrayis on the chometz. I mean, the goy gave me a forgotten toll. The goy comes over to me. He's going away for a week of Pesach, and he has a case of schnapps. He wants me to hold his schnapps for him, and he wants this expensive schnapps. He wants us to be mekabel achrayis also, that if something happens with him, I should be responsible. Right. So this, here the halacha is that a yid is not allowed, so even though it's not his schnapps, it's the goy schnapps, but since he's chayiv ba'achayis, he's responsible for the goy schnapps, and if anything happens to the schnapps, he lives to pay for it. We learn that from a pasuk that he's over bal yiro. This is also, that's one day. Now, there are matirim that hold, but if I'll be miyahid, I'm looking for the schnapps, that means the guy comes into me, he's my next-door neighbor, I can't say no to him, so I say, listen, I'm putting it in the closet, this closet is for your schnapps, that means I'm lending you this room that your schnapps can be in this room and this closet. So they are mikilin. That it's mutter. I was mekabel achrayis of a chomet shel goy in rishus akum. It's in his rishus. Yichud leimogim makes it his rishus. But lahaloche we paskin yichud leimogim does not make it his rishus. That's how we paskin lahaloche. So Mamela, so the Mishnah Berurah says. So since there lahaloche we paskin Yichud Leimokim does not make it the goy's rishus, even though I said he can hold his schnapps in this room. I'm lending him this room to hold the schnapps. It doesn't make it the shus ha'akum. So if we pass him like that by homage, it doesn't help. So lalache, it won't help all the years. So that's why that was the first reason.
What if I need a room with the cheap toys?
No difference. The Kaimalon Besimin Tov Mem Gam Gabi Chomets Dloy Mahani Beyichel Loy Moke. Yeah. Reason number one. Fine. Gam. Now, reason number two, the Poiskim say it will not help. The Horoye Sovo She Yisroel Thibo Loy Tiyoy. Now, before the Mishnah Berurah brought down two reasons why the goy is not allowed to take out the 10 sacks of potatoes in Shabbos. Reason number one, because I see the goy is taking out 10 sacks of potatoes, no one will know there was a mechila, no one will know anything. He's taking out 10 sacks of potatoes. People will say, oh, he told them to take out of his house 10 sacks of potatoes. So that's the Mishnah Berurah. So what helps Yichud Leimokim, the lawyer outside does not know that he was there. Yichud Leimokim, the lawyer sees that the guy is taking out an hour after the Shia 10 sacks of potatoes from my house. The lawyer will say that I told them to take it out. Fine. So according to this time, it will be also. Now let's be Ella. But according to this Tanna, there's an agent in the store, so it's mutter, that he said before. Now, there was a second reason. There was a second reason that they'll say that he sold it to him in Shabbos. For this reason, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't make an Eisik about it. So, according to that, Tama would be good, it seems. That's, it would seem that that's Pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. I think Pshat in the Mishnah Berurah is as follows. No, Chesuchim does not say it like this, but I think this is Pshat in Mishnah Berurah. The Pshat in Mishnah Berurah is like this. There's a very interesting problem over here. When I sell, let's talk about the 10 sacks of potatoes. I sold the 10 sacks of the potatoes to the goy before this year. Let's say, before we'll speak about what people will say and people will think. I sold them 10 sacks of potatoes before this year. He gave me $100 for the 10 sacks of potatoes. It's sold. Now, he takes it out 2 hours later in Shabbos. Now, when did it become the goyis? So now it matters. If Kesef is kaine, so became the goyis before Shabbos. If Kesef is not kaine by a goy from a yid, and we paskin, loy paskin, paskin, the Kesef is not kaine, you need Meshicha, so he can't be Moshe for my house, that's my reshus. So he has to be Moshe outside of the house. He has to be Moshe outside. When he takes it outside of the house, there's a lesson of the Or HaShulchan. The Or HaShulchan says, Isher HaKinyin Kseyoyti Mi Beisle. He has to take it outside of the house. He has to take it outside of the house. So even though he gave me money, it's still mine. So the Kinyin becomes Nigmar, the Kinyin ends when he takes it out of the house. So let us, before people will start talking, let's speak about such a case. Before people start talking, there was, what happened? He gave me money, which according to the Poskim, it doesn't help. He takes it out of my house in Shabbos. The case that the Machaber said in Tosa, he took it outside of my house in Shabbos. So then it really became his then, because then he made a Meshita. Till then, it was in my house. So till then, it was mine. Mitini, I sold it already. That means perhaps it didn't become his completely. No, Hashem says a very interesting lesson. The main kinyan will be when he takes it out. I say something happened before. That means, I sold it to him already. That means he gave me money, I sold it to him. But it will not become his till he takes it out of the house. So, l'chayre, it could be, that is the reason of the halacha that the Machaber said. The Machaber said a halacha that you are not allowed that he should take it out after Shabbos because the Iker HaKinyan will be in Shabbos. Because he'll then first become his in Shabbos. So there's a Mekir and Memkir in Shabbos. Now, the Or HaShulchan mentions this Svara. The Mishnah Berurah never mentioned this Svara at all. The Mishnah Berurah never mentioned this Svara. So it could be the Mishnah Berurah held that since Mitzad the Yisroel, he sold it already. He's not selling anymore. The goy has to be kainin. When he'll be going to the Mashiach, it will become the goy's. But Mitzad Yisroel, he's mitzvah from it already. He by him it's sold already. So of the Issa of Mekach or Memkar, the Mishnah Berurah never mentioned this problem. I'm selling in Shabbos. The Yid isn't selling in Shabbos. The Goy is kind of maybe in Shabbos, but I'm not selling in Shabbos. But since The guy was kind in Shabbos. The people will say, I sold it in Shabbos. That is the problem. That's why the Mishnah Berurah wouldn't even mention the problem of I sold it in Shabbos. Because whatever the Yid has to do, he did already. He was Mistalik himself from the Mecca and Mitzidah is yours. But the guy wasn't kind to make a Mishnah. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah's only problem was people will talk, and why will they talk? Because since the Kenyan was not Nigma, was first Nigma in Shabbos, some people say, you sold it in Shabbos. They won't make this fine line. No, I deny Adam Shabbos. He was kind in Shabbos. People aren't such big lumbim. If they talk, the talkers are not lumbim. So they're going to say, well, he got it in Shabbos, so you sold it in Shabbos. That is the problem. So therefore, Yichud Mokim helps. So what's Yichud Mokim? The Mishnah Berurah says it becomes the house of the goy. That's Yichud Mokim. Now the kilu kva munach bebeisei shaleini yehudi. If it's munach bebeisei shaleini yehudi, so then the goy was praying already before Shabbos. If Yichud Mokim helps. So that's why here the Mishnah Berurah says, the only reason it's also, is people say he told them to take it out in Shabbos. But to say that people will say he sold it in Shabbos, which never was such a shash because of sale was nigmar erev Shabbos to be yichud loimokim. But he just said two reasons we shouldn't be saying on this. Number one, yichud loimokim doesn't help. That when it's shulchan doesn't make it his vishus. And number two, people will say they told it to take it out in Shabbos. But it was seen from the Mishnah Berurah that the problem that people will say he sold it in Shabbos, that problem is not applicable of the Sichud Lemokim. That's L'chaya the Ivre in the Mishnah Berurah.
There's a fire.
Yeah, fire, no?
The Hebrew God. Whose lot is it? The Jews? They have to return money or?
That's a very good shaila, and that really depends on if this machlokes ha'priskim, if kesef is kaina or if mashiach is kaina. So lemaisa, I mean that you have to go to meikah, then we pass in mashiach is kaina, and it could be the guy doesn't have to pay for it. Meikah, if you go to a yiddish court, that's how the yiddish court would pass him. That means that he doesn't have to pay for it, because Rei Poishim holds he wasn't kind. Ein Hachanami. Rei Poishim holds Mashiach is not kind. That's why we once mentioned the Mechira to sell real chametz is right from Poshit, because we don't make a king in Mashiach. We only make a king in Kesef. We make other kinyanim which are mefutzik. But the kinyan, the proper kinyan that should be made, should be king in Mashiach, which we don't make, because the guy doesn't go to each year's house and in Mashiach the Chometz and Magmiya the Chometz. So that's why this song is mentioned. We don't have king in Mashiach, which is the main Kenyan, which most Poskim hold the guy is Kainan. Ein Hachanami. So about Kaponin, I think this is Pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. Al Kain Ein Lahokul Bezal, let's go further than Mishnah Berurah. So he said, first of all, could be Yichud Mokum doesn't help. The Shabbos ain't gone, the Shemit Kaunis. And as soon as we say Yichud Mokum will help, but we have here this Gedeim that people will say, when he's taking out the 10 sacks of potatoes in Shabbos, oh, he told them to take it out. But the Gzeira of, they'll say he sold it to him, could mean this is not applicable, since Lamai said if Yichud Mokim helps, the complete Mechira was Nigmar before Shabbos. However, the Mokim has said that Tzairich Godol, we can rely on the Yichud Mokim. What if the goy is a powerful goy? That means I come to the goy and he wants to buy 10 pounds of potatoes and I told him, you have to take it out. Don't tell me when to take it out. I'll take it out when I feel like taking it out. He says, 6.5 foot schwarzer, And he doesn't take no for an answer. Yes, lahasa afilu b'lo yichud le'mokim. So then you could be mata afilu yichud le'mokim. The ha'ay gan le'gosul chachomet. Chazal when I'm goyza. If you have a goy, there's such a belly of goyim, which are goyim alom and the strong is. So then they never made this clear. Let them take it out and go and talk. Yeah, cause of Oilus Tommy, Lilidim Hiskil, as a head the Lady Yudi Bepruta al Meshach Yema Shabbos. Now, the Oilus Tommy wants to say a Hiddish. That the whole Shaila is, we said that Poishmod Yehudlay Mokrim does not help because really it's not his house. I said you can use it, I lent it him. But what if he rented the garage, I put the 10 sacks of potatoes, and I rented out to give me a put, I'm renting it out. So the oilers told me, said, then it's really the goyis of the shoes, and then there's no shayla. That's what the oilers told me, said, and the reason is because we ask in Schiris Loichanya. Schiris does not mean it's his, it's mine and he can use it. From a mele, so Schiris will not help in this situation. The whole heter was to become sins. Schiris doesn't make it his. Now, before we start Sif Beis, I'd just like to mention one nekudim. We hear here in Sif Aleph, Alochim, that a person is starting a Malochim Erev Shabbos. Let's say the first case, he's soaking dye in water Erev Shabbos. He took the dye in Erev Shabbos. The whole Shabbos, the water gets colored this smear. No problem whatsoever. Why is there no problem? Because even though the dye is continuing in Shabbos, it's getting darker and darker in Shabbos, but whatever I did before Shabbos. So, we see if I do before Shabbos, no problem. It's irrelevant what happens in Shabbos as long as I'm not doing it in Shabbos. So now, there's a tukul in Achroinim about a Shabbos clock. I set a Shabbos clock Erev Shabbos, and it's going to put on the air conditioning. Shabbos, it's going to, let's talk about an air conditioner, and finished. So I have a Machabos. Here, the dye is going to, it's dying in Shabbos. Finished. I did it before Shabbos. As long as I did it before Shabbos, I'm not doing anything, it's mutter. So we have to know, this Rav Moshe says, another Achronim saying, this halacha is not a comparison to a Shabbos clock. Why? This halacha means like this. Here the Chasuchan says, Pshat, this halacha, that the malacha, when I dye something, how do you dye it? You put it into the dye into the water. That's your gula. The gmar hatula always works by itself. That means you don't do anything. You don't do anything normally. You put in the dye, and then the dye gets stronger and stronger as it continues soaking. Or let's talk about cooking. I put up. Let's first finish what we're talking about. Let's finish talking. I put a pot on the flame. I put a pot on the flame before Shabbos. So when I cook, I always, that's all what I do. That's Melachas Mishul. If I did it before Shabbos, so the Chasuchan says, so whatever happens in Shabbos is a Oyel Yoytei from what I did before Shabbos, so we consider that everything was done in Shabbos. But before Shabbos, I mean, we consider that everything was done before Shabbos. The Lashon of Dor Chasuchan is very interesting. He says as follows: V'imoya haschola be'erev Shabbos choshvinin sha'kiu nasa be'erev Shabbos. Everything was done on the Shabbos. Cooking in Shabbos. I put it on the flame before Shabbos. So whatever happens from this mitzvah is like I, considered, I did everything before Shabbos, no problem. So here, when we're talking about a Shabbos clock, this is not a gemar of what I did. Here, something new is going to happen. That means it's not if I put on the air conditioner before Shabbos and it's going in Shabbos, that's similar to this case. But if the air conditioner is going to go on in Shabbos, you can't say that it was already done before Shabbos. Nothing was done before Shabbos. The air conditioner first was put on in Shabbos. I didn't do anything. But you can't compare it to this case. So Achrayin in the Shisha Shabbos says two different mashalim, which we can compare a Shabbos clock to these mashalim. There's a Gemara Masechta Shabbos Machizin Asu B'Beit Hamoiket, which means in the Beit Hamikdash. Why we have to talk about the Beit Hamikdash? There was a Beit Hamoiket. There was a place. There was a tremendous fire over there. The purpose was the Kanim should warm up, so that fire was there to warm up the Kanim. Erev Shabbos, let's say 10 minutes before Shabbos, they kindled this big fire. Now, I am news to you. The fire didn't start. It was a tremendous fire. There were different logs. This fire started burning. That means I kindled it at Erev Shabbos. And it continued burning in Shabbos. So now I have 200 logs. Let's say Shabbos at 6 o'clock. I have 200 logs will first start burning 8 o'clock. It's first going to stop burning 8 o'clock. And so through the fire will reach these logs. These logs didn't burn out of Shabbos. And the Baharaya, if I want to take away these logs, I can take them away. And nothing happened with them. They'll start first burning 8 o'clock. So I did something 6 o'clock, 10 to 6, and they're going to burn 8 o'clock in the Simutah. That's one raya that you can't say that I started it and it was kilu, it was done already. That's the halachas we're learning. But these halachas, machizim, beha'ul, beveis, amuk, amoikid, then shadis, nothing was started yet. Those logs will first start burning 8 o'clock. But as long as I'm not doing anything, it's some work by yourself. It's much fun.
They have to be separate. Like, Ner Shabbos would not be a problem.
Yeah, Ner Shabbos is not a problem. But this is a problem, theoretically. Rabbi Pekin, it's mutter. One case. Another case, they bring a raya that it's mutter. Shvisa Shabbos brings this raya. The din is, let's say a goy has a mill. And I take 20 sacks of wheat, and I put it into the container that's going to go into the mill. And let's say I pour everything in. The 20th sack will first start grinding in 3 hours. I mean, it's a big mill that's grinding. The 20th sack will first start grinding in 3 hours. So also you can't say the malach has started already, nothing started. But I'm not doing anything. I do something and it'll come out. So the kids, so the achroinim bring a raya, that you're just going to bring a raya from Simin Reishon Beis Sif Aleph, you don't have a raya. Because our case is speaking about that he did the Hatzolah of Malach, and whatever happens later, we consider it was done from before. But here we have cases that it didn't start before, nothing started before, it started later. But Afal Zikang, you see, it's Mutter. So Al Malach, there's no Shaila. Rav Moshe in the Tshuva holds that it's also Al Zilzul Shabbos. He says, it's himself. In Kroy Shabbos. He says you can have factories running with Shabbos clocks. You can have a whole city, you can have everything. You can have the buses and the trains and everything working with clocks. And the goal is good Shabbos. So he kind of ain't looking the loose of the Shabbos Godel Misa. So he holds, you're not allowed to use a Shabbos clock, except for light. Light, see, it's a judgment. Put on the light. Put off a light. That you'll have to light. Light. See, if a Shabbos prophet puts on the light, it turns off a light. That is not the one. Here's the chesed. Here's the chesed. We won't go into the chesed. With light is makel, with everything else is machma. With an air conditioner, with everything else is machma. That is Shitas Rav Moshe. The Chazainish, Rav Eliyashiv, that is it. The Chazainish is a shuva. The Chazainish was makel with the Shabbos clock. The Rav Eliyashiv is makel with the Shabbos clock. So, Kapunim, they just want
to... The air conditioner. So, if it shuts on, like, it kind of vacillates with the temperature.
So yes, no, this is like...
The alchemy with the much all down a problem?
I don't know. I don't understand it. According to Rav Moshe, this should be also, I think. According to Rav Moshe, I don't see the difference between a clock. If you have a thermostat with a clock or a thermostat that the temperature is regulating, you have the same problem with the refrigerator. I don't understand it. With a furnace also, if I don't understand, kill it in a thermostat.
Fire
is the same thing. He says for Neres, he needs matter. Could be a fire, it's like Neres. Okay, let's divide the series. Umuta litain begod of lekoimis any yudi. A person is allowed to give his clothing to a cleaners. Ba'oilois la'abdon, he's allowed to give skins to an abdon. What's an abdon? Perisho umen she ma'abed u'misakin ha'oilois. That means he's giving the skins, and this worker will work on them and will make it into leather. Somoch la'chasheho. He's allowed to do this. He comes into the cleaners. 10 minutes before the shkia, he comes into the Chinese laundry, whatever it is, to the cleaners. He gives them 20 shirts, a good dog, gives it to them. Now we're going to see, this is muta with three conditions. This is only muta, number one, in kotzat shaloi domim. That means that he doesn't to pay him a penny, but he obligated himself, he's going to pay him. And we will see nowadays when you go into a cleaners, when you give clothing or shirts, you don't have to obligate yourself. It's understood. He's not doing it for himself, and they yet understand there's a price. You read the window which says the sign, $1 a shirt, whatever it is. But it's a domo that's understood. If it's understood that he's going to pay him for his services, that's called kotzas. In kotzas lo domek. A second case, which we'll see is debatable. Sha'oisa oisam betoivas ano. That means he comes over to a goy. This is not already a professional cleaner. He goes over to a goy, and he asks a goy, or maybe the professional cleaner also for practical purposes, could you do me a favor and clean my clothing for free? For free? And the goy says, yes. No problem, I'll do it. So now we have to be done. What is shot in this maisa? All of a sudden, the guy is this is not kosher. So there's a pshat in this. Pshat is mistome the yid did him many tovis, and he felt obligated to this yid. I mean, whenever he sees the yid, he thinks all the tovis the yid did for him. So now, by doing his clothing for free, he's paying up the yid for all the titles he did for him. So this is even a payment to the yid, but it's just like he's getting paid. That means he's doing it because he wants to repay the yid for the titles that he's doing him. So tonight number one is he's doing it for himself. Either he's going to get paid for it, or he's repaying the yid. But the Kada Shabbos, he's doing it for himself. When he does it in Shabbos, it's not, I'm doing this because I want to repay you, or I want to get some money. number one. So it's called, now what he does on Shabbos is a night in the Nafshik. Number two, V'hu shelo yoyim eloi lasish b'Shabbos. When the Yid gives him the shirts, he should not tell him, make sure it's ready mitzvah Shabbos. He shouldn't tell him, do it on Shabbos. He doesn't tell him anything. So mitzad, the Yid who gave him the shirts, for all practical purposes, he can come next Thursday to get back the shirts. There was no understanding that this has to be done in Shabbos. So if the guy does it in Shabbos, because he doesn't want to do it in Shabbos. He's not doing it for the Yid. The Yid never told him to do it in Shabbos. The Yid never told him, I need it to make sure you Shabbos. If the guy does it in Shabbos, he's doing it. He wants to get paid. He wants the money. So he does it in Shabbos.
The guy says, I'm going to do it on Shabbos.
But seems to be it's mutter. As long as I didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, I told the guy tells him I do it, you can do whatever you want. I'm not telling you to do it on Shabbos. And tonight, number three, V'gam sheyaseh ha'eini Yehudi ha'malache b'beisai. The guy has to do this malache in the guy's house, not in the yid's house. If you're going to have a guy in the yid's house doing a malache, we have all these tanoim. He's kotzas, he's a kabbalah, he doesn't have to do, he's doing it. When he does it in the yid's house, it looks like the yid told him to do it. So we have these three tanoim, and then there'll be mutter. Zot mishabu im kosat haynu sah yodua. He told them, "You're going to get a certain amount for this pula you're doing." From loyschir yoyim, he's not paying him by day. If he told him, he didn't even tell him, he says, listen, I'm going to pay you. And how much am I going to pay you? We'll come to an agreement. You'll be satisfied. I'll be satisfied. But I won't. I'll make sure that you'll be satisfied. This is also good. That means if there was agreement, he's going to get paid to your satisfaction. That means I won't. We'll make him show this. So that's called kotzas. You don't have to say a number. Normally, when you give something to a koivis, that it is a mutual understanding, you're going to pay him for it, because what so you do it, there's a known amount of money, how much a shirt costs, how much a suit costs. L'chein aminik poshut l'itnam erim Shabbos somach l'chasheta, because we have automatically this kotzas. And afilu it betoivus ano. I know shenis ratzin yudi lasis way bechinam. I came over to the guy and said, please do me a favor and do it for free. And the guy said, no problem. V'omrinen, we assume the mistomo who bisfil eiz a toivus shosway is home at chile. Mistomo the yid did him once a toivus. V'al kain. And I said, no, she covered it. So he's doing it not for the yid. He's doing it to pay up. But he's indebted to the yid. Number two, he can't tell him, last is b'Shabbos. I know my l'kaivis reisha nitzor lahem b'meitzoy Shabbos. Kigoy sheroysa lisa miyad meitzoy Shabbos. So come listen, I have to leave meitzoy Shabbos. Gamza also. I'm feeling the kotzas. The kivin, she yevsha l'gomri elem kenyasa b'Shabbos. Avale kivu oime b'feire she yechabbos b'Shabbos v'ahave kishluchay. If you tell him, let's be ready, Meitzoy Shabbos, you're telling him to do it in Shabbos, which is also. And number three, it cannot be Beveisoy, it only has to be Beveisoy Shalgoy, Kasalem Mishloy Beveisoy. The us, but if the Malach is being done Beveisoy Shal Yisrael, Merzi Kilo Oise Beshlichas Yisrael, it looks like he's doing it for the Yid. Because of the Hayodim, the Beveisoy Yisrael also, I feel him, he doubles. Sheminik Kol b'nei yir litnei b'kabalonis. It is something that everyone does b'kabalonis. That means no one is a shriyim. There's a worker that gets paid for a job. V'loi osi l'mechshidei b'shriyim. Gam kein osi mitam zem. Let's say if he had the sewer back up and the guy comes in Shabbos, l'chayr it's also. Because he's doing Vesoy Shal Yisrael, V'yayimu Shetzibo Lasos B'Shabbos. Then the people will say he told them to do it in Shabbos, so the Mela B'Vesoy Shal Yisrael is also.
All the counts everyone has a right to use.